hunters, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Got a breaking news story coming out of Lansing right now. Just got it during the news break. Possibility that John James will not be attending the televised debates scheduled for tomorrow and Thursday. Tomorrow, Fox 2 Detroit was going to be televising a gubernatorial candidate debate for the Republicans. Tomorrow on Fox TV Detroit, Rick Elbum, Wood TV in Grand Rapids on Thursday. Well, with the Trump endorsement, John James is now thinking he doesn't need to debate Perry Johnson and Mike Cox. So we'll continue to monitor this. Not yet confirmed that he will not attend. However, the message came out that people working in the campaign have leaked it out that John James will not be showing up. So we'll wait and see once we get confirmation. But I got a little tip during the break, so we'll continue following this story. Trump Medicaid SNAP changes showed up in the Department of Health and Human Services budget. The budget that was passed, sent to the governor's office last Friday, July 3rd. Well, the first effects of President Donald Trump's overhaul of Medicaid and food assistance programs are beginning to appear in the Department of Health and Human Services fiscal year 2027 budget, which assumes fewer residents will qualify for benefits while funding hundreds of temporary workers to implement the new federal requirements. The more than $30.7 billion Department of Health and Human Services budget approved by lawmakers last week includes reduced spending for the Medicaid Healthy Michigan Plan and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program known as SNAP, reflecting expectations that new work requirements and more frequent eligibility reviews will shrink enrollment beginning next year. At the same time, the budget provides more than $54 million to hire 421 limited-term employees to help process the new federal mandates. So get this clear, folks. Because of the changes requiring people to requalify every 6 months instead of annually requires 421 limited term employees at a cost of $54 million to implement these new mandates. Michigan Association of Health Plans Executive Director Dominic Pallone said the spending plan is the state's first attempt to budget for changes required under the federal reconciliation law. I think the budget is trying to account for some of that, and that we're already seeing a loss of coverage. Now let's just do some math real quick. $54 million to hire 421 people. $128,266.03. You're going to pay people over $128,000 a year? Who does your hiring? Are you kidding me? Do you know that's over 50 grand more than a state rep and a state senator makes for the whole year? And these people are limited employees. They're not permanent. The Healthy Michigan Plan, the state's Medicaid expansion program, is reduced nearly 18 million as the budget writers anticipate enrollment decline once the federal work requirements and the six-month eligibility redeterminations begin in January. Malone said Medicaid enrollment has already been trending downward in Michigan following the resumption of the post-pandemic eligibility reviews. Post-pandemic? You're talking about the China virus? You guys are still operating under those numbers? Joe Biden, when he was president, announced that the pandemic was over. And we still got money on the Michigan budget in Lansing regarding Medicaid enrollment. Pallone continues. You're going to see a lot more of this coming out of the Healthy Michigan Plan. And I think that some of the assumptions that are sort of baked into these reductions are based on this budget that was just passed. The other program, the SNAP food assistance program, spending falls nearly $72 million. As federal work requirements are expected to reduce participation. In order to stay on the SNAP program, folks, there's a work requirement. 20 hours a week. If you don't get off your butt and work 20 hours a week, you're not eligible for SNAP. Meanwhile, Michigan's share of SNAP administrative costs increased by more than $27 million after the federal government reduced its reimbursement rate. Again, another change in the federal law. You increased your administrative costs because you were getting less money. That doesn't even make sense. Less federal government reimbursement. Well, in order to prepare, the budget funds, again, 421 temporary employees within the Department of Health and Human Services to process eligibility review and determinations and implement the new work requirements. Governor Gretchen Whitmer had requested funding for 589 employees, while the House proposed 150. The Senate proposed 45 before negotiators finally settled at the conference compromise to 421. Unbelievable. Less than what the Democrat Senate wanted, definitely a lot less than what the governor wanted. But actually, almost three times what the House wanted, Republican House wanted. Pallone continued, said health plans are less concerned about the administrative workload than about the eligibility residents losing coverage because they failed to complete the new paperwork requirements. We are expecting a pretty sizable loss in coverage for fiscal year 2027. Health plans can help educate enrollees and remind them to submit their paperwork. But if they do not determine eligibility or process the applications, they will lose their benefits. Exactly. exactly what needs to be done. A couple other notable Department of Health and Human Services budget items. By the way, over $30 billion for this one department. $11 billion more than education. The biggest department we have in Lansing. Well, direct care workers' wages were preserved in the most recent budget. Budget passed last Friday includes $351.8 million gross, $118.9 million coming from the general fund to replace expiring federal China virus relief funds. That's right. The money from Washington is dried up. It's over. They also continued the existing $3.40 per hour wage enhancement for Medicaid direct care workers, cover recent minimum wage increases, and to provide for the new paid sick leave requirements. Child welfare funding increase. Child welfare programs received an additional $26.9 million to address higher projected costs for adoption subsidies, foster care, child care health fund, and the guardianship assistance program. The RX Kids plan underwent funding restructuring. The budget removes the standalone $20 million for RX Kid appropriation that had been supported with the temporary assistance for needy families dollars. Instead, the funding is redistributed among maternal and child health programs, such as the Family Independence Program, the Coordinated Children's Health Services, Family, Maternal, and Child Health Administration, and the prenatal care outreach and other related initiatives. Finally, New Southwest Michigan State Psychiatric Hospital opening. $27.8 million expenditure for the Northville facility comes with 150 new employees as new patients are going to begin being accepted in October. The new hospital will replace the aging Hawthorne Center and expanding the state's inpatient psychiatric capacity by 54 beds. $30 billion for Department of Health and Human Services. Final segment, we'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this Tuesday. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. If any time during the afternoons or evenings or even tomorrow morning, you hear the repeat of the show tomorrow morning from 6 to 9, you can send me a text, whatever you're requesting. If you want an appointment to talk with Stacy over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office for laser light deep tissue treatment, you can text me laser anytime throughout the day. My phone will auto reply back with the screenshot of their phone number, 231-627-4300, and their address, 323 North Main Street in Sheboygan. If you want the link to the cell phone of Jad down at Car Culture, text me CC. This is the easiest, simplest way to buy a great used car. Great price, extended warranties, mechanically perfect. They go through these vehicles. Anything that needs to be replaced, they do. Tires, brakes, transmission work, struts, anything wrong with the vehicle, they'll fix it. And they'll deliver it directly to your house or your office. You take it for a test drive, you love it, you keep it. Something's still not right, they'll fix it. And if you don't like it at all, even though you may have picked it out, you saw a video on it, he takes a video on his cell phone and texts it to you, the outside, all the way around it, raises the hood, crawls down and shows you the undercarriage, shows you the tread on the tires, shows you the wheels, and then starts it. If you like it, but you notice some things wrong, you want fixed, you ask him about it, they take care of it. They put it on a car hauler and they bring it directly to you. Again, take it for a test drive, fall in love with it, you're happy, it's a done deal. If not, they'll fix it. And ultimately, altogether, after seeing it in person, you don't want it, they'll take it back. They'll get you another vehicle. They'll do whatever it takes to make you happy. Buy a great used car with an extended warranty with all the mechanical things fixed on it, delivered right to your house. And they're in Michigan. They've been doing this for 10 years. Great guys. Jad's coming on the show this Friday from at 9:30. He's got a great used car special of the week. So we'll see. If you hear this repeat of the show on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, you're listening to the podcast, or you hear it tomorrow morning, you can text me and I will send you guys the information. Laser and CC for today's show. CarCultureMI.com is their website. Well, again, 2 weeks from this Saturday, it's coming, folks. It's here. We're excited. Ted Nugent concert down at Liberty Mountain, USA, Clare County, Barwell, Michigan. Bring your trailers, travel trailers, your tents, your campers, motorhomes. They have sites available for camping. We're going to be there on Friday night, July 24th, ready to help them set up for next day, Saturday, July 25th. Ted Nugent in his Rock Michigan Red fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party, all 83 counties. Get your tickets online right now. Go to Liberty Mountain USA. Click on events and get your tickets for Ted Nugent. Looking forward to hearing him. It's going to be awesome. Absolutely amazing. So, if you have any questions, you can text me, LM, Liberty Mountain. Text me, LM. I'll send you the link directly to the event. You just click on it, get your tickets. The concert itself starts at about 7 o'clock. They have speakers. All the gubernatorial candidates will be there. Mike Rogers is stopping by, the U.S. Senator, and others, including Ian Murphy. If you've never seen him in person, he'll be there. He's one of the speakers. Hopefully we'll have the Iron Pig Smokehouse food truck there. It's going to be phenomenal. So definitely, definitely text me LM for Liberty Mountain, and I'll send you the link. It's that simple. Great event, looking to raise some money for the Michigan Republican Party and the county parties. This is a nonprofit for Liberty Mountain. They're going to take all the profits from this event and give it to half of it to the state party, and the other half is going to go to the county parties. So we'll see. Absolutely, we will see. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network website, yourdefendingfathers.com. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model.